Newsreel started as a collective and was part of a national network of media and community activists who wanted to document, on film, the movements of the 1960s, the struggle for civil rights and against the war, Black Power and the Young Lords, and the feminist movement. They wanted to show what was not covered in the mainstream media. In the 1970s, it became Third World Newsreel, as the organization started to focus more on communities of color and providing a voice for the marginalized who had no access or had no one to advocate for their issues. The Real Politics retrospective featured a dozen full-featured documentary films and four panel discussions on activist media, neocolonialism and cultural identity, the war at home and abroad, and a conversation with J.T. Takagi and Heijung Park, authors of Beyond the DMZ, a rare documentary on North Korea. Third World Newsreel says Executive Director Dorothy Thigpen wants to use media to create social change.
The way we operate is Third World Newsreel distributes 400 films and video by filmmakers of color or filmmakers who have done things relevant about people of color. And so at any time, there are thousands of filmmakers out there making film, and we are the place who will help them disseminate and exhibit their films and providing an audience for their films.
So Newsreel originally was a collective of friends who used to make movies together, but then it became a distribution organization?
Pretty much. It started out as a collective going out and documenting things, but they gradually grew into an organization that not only did production, but we have been training people and having an annual advanced production workshop for 27 years now. We also have events around political and social issues and provide technical assistance. We're in a real critical time now because of the war. We were doing things around the Vietnam War, and like we had talked about, all the information, all the archives, all the films that inform young people on what was going on then and the political movements and all the things that affect us on a daily basis are on film from over 35 years ago. And it's our charge to continue to document things that are going on for our communities. And so it's critical that we continue to be able to document things and to train people and provide advocacy and access to people who are unable to use media, you know, any other way. So it was really great to see that people came all day. We've been here 9 hours and had dialogue around issues, and young people were here learning a lot about the history, and some of us old folks were here learning about what's going on now.
For independent, listener-supported WBAI, this is Fred Nguyen.